On this week's segment of Keeping It Real, Cam talks about using strange descriptions of Scotch whiskey to describe other things he likes and doesn't like.
Question: would you want to drink something described by a critic this way? Dirty smelling and grubby, with fishy oiliness and pure chlorine, has a salty, oily sootiness to it, smoky and tarry, and finishes with a delayed blast of peat moss. Most wouldn't, but it's supposed to taste this way. It's a Scotch whiskey as reviewed by my favorite new YouTube duo, Dave and Tim, on their YouTube channel called The Single Malt Review. They're out of New Zealand, and I've become a fan mainly because of their descriptions. They're fantastic. And this Scotch, with this description, gets a score by one of them of 90 and the other 87 out of 100. To them, this tastes good. And my favorite description of theirs, it tastes like a rotting wet log. Tell a chef or a winemaker that their product tastes like a rotting wet log and you'll probably find yourself in a fist fight. But for Scotch drinkers, apparently, this is a compliment to the product. And strangely enough, I'm eager to try something that tastes like a rotting wet log. It's never occurred to me to put one in my mouth. Now I wonder, could we take this type of description and apply it places other than the world of Scotch whiskey? Where can we get away with telling someone that their cherished product offends, but have it be a compliment? Well, perhaps my gym. I do a 1 hour long boot camp 3 days a week, and it is, to put it lightly, difficult. The boot camp leader is a big charismatic guy who's famous for quoting scripture alongside extraordinarily foul language. It's a mixture of preaching to us and berating us. And somehow it works. Applying Dave and Tim's type of terminology, I've come up with the following review of the boot camp. Next Level Fitness's boot camps are an awful mixture of hate and evil, with spiritual messages you can't hear due to the sound of the blood pounding in your ears. That taste in your mouth is probably bile, if it's not vomit, mixed with blood from somewhere you haven't realized is bleeding. Your muscles feel as if they're being seared with hot irons, and your lungs burn as if dipped in lava. I give the gym an A+. Or maybe, in my opinion, the review of an Andrew Lloyd Webber play. Magicians and mystics have forever tried to stop time, and Andrew Lloyd Webber has succeeded. Leaving the play, you're amazed that somehow the time you spent watching feels like it has doubled or tripled. In the end, you'll regret going, and you'll regret not going. Or a review of an Eagles concert. Accountants love the Eagles. So do statisticians, and so do actuaries. Known for their accuracy and precision, we should follow their lead and raise our Bud Lights to the band that has sold the most albums of all time. We wish it weren't true, but it is. You can check out, but you can never leave. Please don't offer your opinions in a similar format for this commentary. Please. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.